venomous charged. To Plagueis, lightsaber duels were tedious affairs, full of wasted emotion and needless acrobatics. Tenebris, however, who had pronounced Plagueis a master of the art, had always enjoyed a good fight, and had clearly bequeathed that enthusiasm to his other trainee. For no sooner had the blades of their weapons clashed than Venomous began to bring the fight to him in unexpected ways, twirling his surprisingly limber body, tossing the lightsaber from hand to hand, mixing forms. At one point, he leapt onto an overhanging real branch, and when Plagueis severed it with a force blow, hung suspended in the air, no mean feat in itself, and continued the fight as if from high ground. Worse for Plagueis, Tenebris had made Venomous an expert in Plagueis' style, and so the Bith could not only anticipate, but counter Plagueis' every move. In short order, Venomous penetrated his defenses, searing the side of Plagueis' neck. The contest took them backward and forward through the trees, across narrow streams, and up onto piles of rocks that were the ruins of an ancient sentry post. Plagueis took a moment to wonder if anyone at the fort was observing the results of the contest, which from afar must have looked like lightning flashing through the forest's understory. Realizing that the fight could go on indefinitely, he took himself out of his body and began working his material self like a marionette, no longer on the offensive, instigating attacks, but merely responding to Venomous' lunges and strikes. Gradually, the Bith understood that something had changed, that what up until then had been a fight to the death seemed suddenly like a training exercise. Exasperated, he doubled his efforts, fighting harder, more desperately, putting more power into each maneuver and blow, and in the end, surrendering his precision and accuracy. At the height of Venomous' attack, Plagueis came back into himself with such fury that his lightsaber became a blinding rod. A two-handed upward swing launched from between his legs caught Venomous off guard. The blade didn't go deep enough to puncture the Bith's lung, but scorched him from chest to chin. As his large cleft head snapped backward in retreat, Plagueis brought his lightsaber straight down, tearing Venomous' weapon from his gloved hand and nearly taking off his long fingers as well. With a gesture of his other hand, Venomous called for his lightsaber, but Plagueis was a split second quicker, and the hilt shot into his own right hand. Sensing a storm of force lightning building in the Bith, he crossed the two crimson blades in front of him and said, "Yield!" Venomous froze, allowing the nascent storm to die away, and dropped to his knees in surrender as Sojourn's risen primary blazed at his back through the trees.
"I submit, Darth Plagueis. I accept that I must apprentice myself to you."
Plagueis deactivated Venomous' blade and hooked it to his belt. "You presume too much, Venomous. Around you, I would always have to watch my back." Venomous lifted his face.
"Is it true, Master? Is Darth Tenebris dead?"
"Dead, and deservedly so." He took a step toward Venomous. "The future of the Sith no longer hinges on physical prowess, but on political cunning. The new Sith will rule less by brute force than by means of instilling fear."
"And what is to become of me, Master?"
Venomous asked. Plagueis studied him stonily. After a quick glance around, he snapped a yellow horn-shaped blossom from a dangling vine and tossed it to the ground in front of Venomous. "Consume it." Venomous' gaze went from the flower to Plagueis, and he let misgiving show on his face.
"I know this plant. It will poison me."
"It will," Plagueis told him in a manner that held no sympathy. "But I will make certain you don't die."